for 25480 MG versus Rye City School District.
Thank you.
Whenever you're ready.
Hello, Your Honors. I'm proceeding pro se today. I'm not an attorney. I'm simply a parent of children with severe disabilities. The lower court erred in dismissing our IDA case without reaching any of the merits. It treated the service as it was due, even though the district designated the due date a legal holiday, closed his offices, and then made service impossible. It also dismissed the case for jurisdiction, even though we had already exhausted all the administrative remedies. So the service deadline was extended under 279.11B regulation, which says when service is impossible, the deadline date just automatically extends to the next business day. It doesn't require early service, and it doesn't require parents to do what's impossible. The district's own calendar on that date said that Memorial Day, no school. Very many times the schools close, but the offices are open. And that's what happened on that day. And so service was, in fact, timely.
I understand that after the SRO, State Review Officer, dismissed your request, your attorney then sent a letter arguing that May 26th was a legal holiday and asking for reconsideration.
Yes.
But that was the first time that your attorney argued that there was a legal holiday. And it was kind of curious that it didn't happen till well after the dismissal. There seemed to be just a gap. Was there something else going on that?
Not that I'm aware of, Your Honors. I believe that he did actually, in fact, tell the SRO that. And then the SRO said that there was nothing that they could do.
This was after the SRO had already ruled. So when it was filed on the Tuesday, it didn't come with it. Not that he had to show good cause, because he didn't believe it was. He had to, but that this was, under the regulations, a timely filing is what he was saying, I think. But he didn't say that until well after the SRO had dismissed it, and there are constraints on what the state review officer could do at that point.
Right. It was a few days afterwards, Your Honor. And so that's when it was uncovered that it was, in fact, dismissed. And that's when he asked for re-argument and, you know, reconsideration, but didn't, did not get that. He said he couldn't do anything, so therefore that's when the SRO told us we needed to go to, you know, the district court, which is precisely what we did. So in addition, the district itself had designated it a legal holiday, and there's really no regulation that defines what a legal holiday is, and the courts
Did it designate a legal holiday, or did it just say we're going to be closed on Friday?
They designated a legal holiday according to their documentation. It said Memorial Day, no school. So, but there is no, like I said, in the law, there really is no standard of what a legal holiday is. A lot of the courts have found that closures around holidays, snow days, emergency days, are qualify as legal holidays for service extension purposes. So service, aside from the holiday issue, service was impossible. I went there myself on that Friday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon to serve at the offices. And I was surprised to find that they were closed. Nobody told us it was closed. It wasn't in any of the documents. My attorney didn't know. So I contacted him right away and said, I can't serve this. And you know, that's when the district court erred in the timeline. And that's when he confirmed, okay, it's on the website, it's a legal holiday. It just automatically triggers and we will serve on Tuesday. Never did we expect that this problem, which was actually caused by the district. So the district unilaterally closed its offices, and then it made it impossible to serve. And then it relied on that closure to appeal that the argument was not, you know, that it was, the appeal was untimely. So I think the courts are pretty clear in that you can't block service and then turn around and say, you know, and then use it against us. I think that there's many laws that say that's not allowed. It's also not allowed to cut off our time to appeal, because that would have, I haven't seen anything that says, yes, you have to serve early. And so those two things are where I believe the court erred.
The district court noted that under New York law, there are actually other ways to serve school districts through board members or the superintendent. And I don't know if your attorney at the time was aware of that, but just because the office, the administrative office is closed does not necessarily mean that it's impossible.
It is under the education law, Your Honor, because of the privacy issue. So it's not a lawful alternative. So the lower court also erred presuming that we could serve somebody else, but the appeal papers actually contain quite a bit of PII, and that personally identifiable information is about a child with a disability, and that information is protected by IDA, it's protected by FERPA, it's protected by HIPAA, and so the service rules exist so parents can serve the office without exposing the confidential information to individual board members or the superintendent.
Why would the legal protections that come with that information not apply to whomever receives service, but only to the administrative folks?
Can you clarify the question? I apologize.
I understand what you're saying to be that because there's sensitive information in this filing, that it would have it had to go to the district administrative office as opposed to one of these other legal avenues for accomplishing service. And I guess I'm asking why that's the case.
Because when it closed its office, it eliminated the only lawful privacy compliant way to serve. So nobody at the district office knows who I am. I know several of the board members, they know who I am, I know the superintendent. Had I gone there, my identity, my child's identity with a disability needs to be shielded. And the law calls for that under the privacy laws. So that's a big issue. Never did I imagine that an issue that the district actually caused and closed their office would be used against us, because it was never really held on the merits, and that's all I really wanted. I wanted an appeal.
Okay. Thank you. You're reserved a minute for rebuttal.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. The lower court in this proceeding issued a comprehensive, well-reasoned decision which thoroughly analyzed all of the issues that the plaintiffs have raised here. And the lower court determined that there was no basis to overturn the SRO decision because the plaintiffs failed to raise any of those issues before the state review officer. Specifically, the plaintiffs never argued to the SRO that the Friday before Memorial Day weekend should be considered a legal holiday under New York state law.
Well, they did. They did submit after the decision. They basically made a request for reconsideration and said, we understood this to be a legal holiday, and therefore our filing on the Tuesday was timely. They did after the fact, right?
They did after the fact, but the SRO does not, there's specific regulations in the Education Department that say there is no motion for reconsideration in SRO decisions.
Well, so they're put in kind of difficult position, aren't they? When they file on what they understood when the office is closed and they file on the first available day. The SRO makes a decision, but we are dealing with a federal statute in an intersection of federal and state law. It's not entirely clear to me that we need to defer to the SRO's finding of untimeliness when there seems to be a reason in the record to dispute whether a legal holiday includes the Friday before. It seems a very ungenerous interpretation of really important rights.
So I don't believe that that's true. I think if we're to accept the premise that the plaintiffs are offering, if we're accepting their interpretation of the law, then we're basically saying the Friday, May 26, 2023, is a legal holiday, but only for the purposes of serving the Rye City School District. It wouldn't be considered a legal holiday if the district was trying to serve the plaintiffs. It wouldn't be considered a legal holiday for any filings with the court. It wouldn't be considered a legal holiday for filing any other papers with any other person or entity in the state of New York.
But there are legal arguments to be made on both sides, aren't there, about what's a legal holiday, what's a public holiday? I mean, all courts in different systems and administrative agencies have different rules and understandings. We have a New York regulation here. It's I'm not sure we have to make quite so broad a ruling as you're suggesting.
So I would say, yes, there are different interpretations, and I think that the SRO's interpretation of its own rules should be given substantial deference by this court.
Its own rules, but it is interpreting the federal, it's applying those rules with regard to the vindication of federal rights, right?
Absolutely, it certainly is.
Can I ask a question about the, does it matter for purposes of this question of whether the Friday is a legal holiday, whether the fact finder, let's say the SRO or the district court, depending on how you run it, relies on, or let's say it's the district court, relies on the calendar, the school district's calendar that specifically says Memorial Day weekend, no school on Friday the 26th versus the document that the school district's offered that suggested it was a snow day makeup day?
It was a give back day, that's correct. It was not Memorial Day.
Okay,
it
but we've got mixed evidence on that, right? Yeah. We have a calendar that, are you challenging the authenticity of the school district calendar entry that was presented by MG?
I'm not contesting that.
Okay, so, and that's probably a document that parents would look at to figure out when there's holidays. It says, it doesn't just say no school, it says Memorial Day weekend, no school. And there's no dispute that Memorial Day is a legal holiday.
Correct.
And it was some legal holidays, and Memorial Day is a little tougher, I agree, because we know Memorial Day is Monday, but you've got a lot of holidays where people, schools, businesses close on other days as well. So I guess it's not as obvious to me that if we credit the district's own calendar, that this isn't essentially a closure incident to Memorial Day, which is a legal holiday.
But I think that the lower court properly addressed that issue in declining to extend the interpretation of the law to say, to define a legal holiday as any day in which the school district is closed. And I think the court properly—
The legal holiday is Memorial Day.
Correct.
In the theory that I'm presenting. And the school district is observing Memorial Day on Friday, may also be observing it on Monday.
So I don't think that's accurate. The district is observing Memorial Day on Memorial Day, and if the district didn't have any additional snow days, it wouldn't have had that Friday off. That Friday is certainly a snow give-back day, and the fact that the district didn't use all of its snow days doesn't automatically convert that day to a holiday or a legal holiday under New York law.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Your rebuttal.
Thank you, Your Honors. Setting aside the legal holiday, they caused it to be impermissible. I was there, ready to serve, had the documents. You can't block us and then file a dismissal. I mean, the reversal would not harm this district in any way, shape, or form, but it would harm us because we did the appeal, we did everything right, we followed things as I understood it, and it would really go against precedent that's established that says you don't cut off the time to appeal. That's a very well-known, I think, established principle of law. And then the other precedent, which basically says if a public entity makes it impossible, then what else were we supposed to do? They can't then use that against us. I think they unilaterally closed their offices, called it a holiday, cut off the time of appeal, and made service impossible. And the laws were really, under the IDEA, were intended to protect children with disabilities, not harm them. And I believe that we were not entitled those appeal rights. Those are required under the IDEA. We have the right to appeal, and that was taken away from us by a procedural default that was caused not by myself, but by the district itself. Therefore, I'm just simply being asked, please reverse this on the merits. Let us be heard at the district court level. It doesn't hurt them. It hurts us and all other children with disabilities.
Thank you both. We'll take the case under advisement.
Thank you so much.
The last case on the calendar for today, 25-303, United States versus Phelps, is on submission, so we will reserve decision in that case. And with that, I'll ask the courtroom deputy to adjourn.
Court stands adjourned.